And a man gets shot, and he goes to the doctor to have the... So the doctor will dress his... Or he's shot, they call it a...
Bandage?
Or the doctor has to dress the... call it a wound. To dress the wound. Did you say wound? Wound. Sometimes the flesh won't heal right. You develop a kind of flesh they call
proud flesh.
And a man, say your neighbor dies, and you're very sympathetic, but you wonder what he died,
died from.
And they bury him in a
cemetery.
There's an older term for that.
Graveyard.
Before they bury him, they put him in a wooden
casket. Or coffin.
Use them both, yeah? Mm-hmm. Both terms still used?
Yeah.
It used to be when somebody died, the ladies wear black clothes. They say they were dressed in
mourning.
Sometimes you get an ache in your joints, your knee or your elbow, you say it's a case of arthritis, or it might be a case of
rheumatism.
How would you say that that's painful? You might say the rheumatism's painful, or rheumatics are painful. You want to describe this thing as painful, you'd say. It's something or other, sure, painful. Probably say rheumatism's pain. Mm-hmm. Oh, maybe think of it later.
Don't get that.
Disease that children used to die of, now they get shots for it. They choke to death. Something like croup or whooping cough, only it was called dip. Dip.
Diphtheria?
Sometimes the skin turns yellow, a different disease. The skin turns yellow and the eyeballs turn yellow. They've got a case of
jaundice.
And sometimes you get a pain in the right side and you double up. You have to go to
appendicitis.
Sometimes you get to eat the wrong things, you feel kind of funny right here, and you have to lean over the fence and
vomit.
Do you ever have a sort of a joking term for that?
Well, I used to call it throw up.
Mm-hmm.
Heave up.
Man's sick here, you might say he got sick stomach. He's sick his stomach. What goes in there? Would you say he's sick to his stomach, or sick on his stomach, or sick at his stomach, or sick in his stomach?
Sick in his stomach, I think. Expression I generally use. Mm-hmm.
The neighbor heard some good news, so immediately he came right over to, when you hear news, what do you have to do? You have to blab. He came right over to, he wants to, all about it.
Oh, repeat it, tell all about it.
So you might say he came right over for to tell me, or came right over to tell me. To tell me. Somebody says, will you do it? And you say, yes, I will. Somebody asks you and your wife, will you do it? And you say, yes, we
will.